This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. military said Wednesday it conducted strikes against 14 Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen. These strikes followed the U.S. putting the Houthis back on its list of global terrorists and will pile sanctions on the Iranian-supported rebels. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They're the Biden administration's latest bid to stop Houthi attacks on global shipping. The sanctions that come with a formal terror designation are meant to keep violent extremist groups from their funding sources. U.S. officials say the sanctions will be designed to minimize harm to Yemen's people, among the world's poorest and hungriest. But aid groups worry the penalties will make a humanitarian crisis worse. And critics say the sanctions may not even have much effect on the Houthis, a relatively isolated group with few known assets in the U.S. that could be threatened by sanctions. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Biden met with congressional leaders over complex talks to unlock aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies as Republicans continue to push for tougher measures of immigration. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
While President Joe Biden's national security team sought to underscore the importance of unlocking Ukraine funding, House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to push the White House and Senate negotiators on immigration measures that go beyond what some say Biden is willing to accept.
We understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine, but the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty and our safety and our security.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that there was large agreement amongst the attendees that Congress needed to act on both Ukraine and the U.S. border.
I am more optimistic than ever before that we'd come to an agreement. I put the chances a little bit greater than half now, and that's the first time I can say that.